Greetings, greetings. It's Uncle Odd. Good Friday afternoon to you. Hey, I just want to show you these new stickers that came in. I had a bunch of these printed up. You can see it right here. I'm going to start wearing them wherever I go. You know, I go everywhere, maskless. But just to add a little fun to it, I ordered these stickers. Can you see it? Yeah. If you know it's a hoax, give me a thumbs up. So anyway, we'll start the show off with that. Now, this is going to be a little different kind of show. What is money? What is value? What is crypto? What is Bitcoin? What is Ethereum? What is Monero? Oh, goodness gracious. What is a cold storage wallet? What is Exodus? What is a Trezor? Sorry, I don't even know. Well, guess what? Uncle Odd's going to talk crypto. And I don't know shit. And chances are, neither do you. So let me tell you a little story about a man named Odd. A man named Odd who mid-January had someone in my Telegram chat say, oh, you need to buy XRP. And I'm like, what's XRP? And that, believe it or not, started my very short-term journey into the land of crypto. Let me tell you why I'm making this video. I am making this video because I am going to pivot a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit. And I'm going to start adding some content that is focused on this world we call cryptocurrency. What is it? How do you get in without diving into the shallow end head first and breaking your neck? It's kind of elusive, kind of scary. And let me reiterate, this is not any kind of investment advice here because I don't know shit. So, but what I will tell you is that I'm a curious person and I had a little bit of money in from a bonus in January. And I was just kind of in why not mode. And so I started down the path mid-January of trying to figure out how I could buy some cryptocurrency. Had no idea. I mean, you talk about starting with a blank chalkboard. Well, that is what Uncle Odd started with. And, you know, so my friend told me to buy cryptocurrency, told me to install something called Coinbase. I did on my cell phone and whatever. And when I tried to fund it, it didn't work. And he said, no, you have to do it on your desktop. So I did it on my desktop. And then I learned about things like, hey, you know, anything you leave on an exchange like Coinbase, which is where you can buy and sell cryptocurrency, well, it's at risk. So you want to be able to put it in an offline cold storage wallet. What is an offline cold storage wallet? I don't know, but I had to start figuring things out. So that led me to, even though I followed this man for a long, long time, his name is Jeff Berwick. He's the Dollar Vigilante. Go to, I don't know if it's dollarvigilante.com or thedollarvigilante.com, but you should Google it or Brave it or whatever your favorite search tool is. And you should definitely sign up for Crypto Vigilante and Dollar Vigilante. That's kind of square one, just as a newbie. And I think it's fair to say we're all newbies. Now, Jeff Berwick, if you go to BitChute and search for Dollar Vigilante, follow him because you will learn more from that man walking his dog, Lucy, around just talking about life. You'll learn more about the Druid Babylonian Bastards than you will pretty much anywhere else. He's just an amazing human being with great insight who he happened to get into cryptocurrency, I think 2010. So, you know, we all arrive at a point to where we look back in the future and we're like, damn, Bitcoin is trading like at $37,000. I sure wish I would have gotten involved when it was $2, right? Well, I'm here to tell you right now that it's not too late to put your toe in the water of this crazy world called cryptocurrency. Now, there's going to be a moral to this video at the end, and I want you to hang around. But I just want to share a little bit of my journey so far. I'm a little bit in pinch me mode because I'd invested $30,000 in some various coins on Coinbase. And right now, today, that portfolio is $46,000. Now, it could have gone down to $10,000. I recognize that. It's just kind of a timing thing. And but what it did, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I need to understand what this is other than just taking blind advice. So Jeff Berwick, he sponsored a summit that is going on right now called the TCV Summit, the cryptocurrency, I don't know, it's the TCV Summit. Anyway, I joined and I'm in it, and they have an amazing Telegram chat. Let me pull it up right now if I could. Let me just do this and share my screen a little bit. This is live, guys. There are, let's see, in the TCV, there's about 660 members. Wow, 66. Ooh. Well, it's not 666. But anyway, there are just a ton of people in here who are just like me. They don't know shit. Now, in this summit, we're getting a lot of content from people who do know shit, and they have been amazing. But you know, if I wore a mask, I would say it's just kind of over my mask. And by the way, you know, give the video a thumbs up if you think the boogie virus is a hoax. These folks that are presenting, you know, it just kind of goes whoo over. And what I'm seeing in the comments is a lot of people are getting a little bit frustrated because while all of the content is amazing, I can tell there are a lot of beginners just like me that are in there. And so I have always been the kind of person that thinks, you know, why not me? Why not me? Let me just tell you from a day job standpoint, what my job is. I work for an amazing entrepreneur, and it's an investor who has seeded lots of companies over the years. And I am the, just call me the chief sales dude. When one of our portfolio companies is ready to be taken to market, I'll get a call and they'll say, Uncle Odd, come figure this shit out. And what does that mean? Well, that just means that the way my brain works is you got to take the cookies from the top shelf and put it down on a lower shelf so that I can access them. So in other words, I need to dumb things down so even I'll understand it. That's my job. I try to take complicated value propositions and distill them down to something that is bite-sized so that it will fit on a one-page sales sheet, let's say, or a value proposition. So I'm in there in these comments at the summit, and I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of people clamoring for, hey, we need a 101. How do you do this? I don't even understand, you know, what is Exodus? It's just over a lot of people's heads, including me. Did I tell you? I don't know shit. I don't know shit. But what I do know is I am curious. And I really, really think that the time is now to try to start understanding what this cryptocurrency market is all about and how you can put your toe in the water safely. And I mean, I'm an old guy, you know, I'm 56 years old and, you know, probably looking, I doubt I'll ever retire, but, you know, getting up there, I don't have as many years for my little stockpile to keep growing and growing and growing. So one day, if I ever do choose to stop working, that I'll be fine. So I'm like, I don't want to put my money at risk, but man, I look at my 401k portfolio and it's sad to say that I look at it month after month, and I'm just glad that it just doesn't go down. That's a win for me. And that's screwed up. You know, It's been a long time. I mean, my portfolio was worth a fair bit of money back in 2008, and then it went, I mean, literally 50% poof, gone overnight. So it has worked not its way up, but it's worked up to a point to where, you know, it's maybe near where it used to be, but I'm just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And when is that portfolio going to go down? Because it's all obviously based on stock market picks. So I'm like, okay, let me just take a little bit of my own discretionary income. Now they say that if you're going to invest in any kind of cryptocurrencies, you should be willing to lose it. So I hate that thought, but you know, what is education worth? So first thing I did was I signed up to Dollar Vigilante, their newsletter, and then I signed up to Crypto Vigilante. I recommend any of you who are considering this do too. Now, I also signed up for what's called Weiss, W-E-I-S-S ratings. And these guys kind of shepherd you through coin picks and when to buy and when to hold and when to sell and all of that stuff. And I'm so new to this, again, I don't know shit, but I just kind of decided I'm going to make the investment of time to start learning. So I'm in the chat and I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I have a big mouth. I know how to get people on shows, interview them. And I thought, why not me? I am going to pivot this channel again, not away from battling the Druid Babylonian bastards altogether, not away from keeping you updated on the three-count lawsuit against Costco, not about investigating media fakery and current events with my good friend, Ab the Fakeologist. But what I am committed to do is I want to get some subject matter experts on this show who can come in and talk to us at the level where the cookies are that us little kids at the round table, if the little kids round table can reach up and grab them, which just means I need to start understanding this at a level that I get it. Because so much of it is over my head. So I'm like, okay, well, how about this kind of turns into having a segment of the Uncle Odd Show be about crypto 101 for beginners. Do me a favor. If that sounds like that's interesting to you or would be of interest to you, please comment. Please go into the comments and say I'm in. Give me a thumbs up if you think this boogie virus is a hoax. And give me a thumbs up if you think that this is of interest. Because the way I envision this, I'll have people come in and give us a Bitcoin 101 chat or come in and say, okay, if I'm going to start from scratch, let's say $1,000, what do I do first? What do I do second? What do I do third? Explain it to me. Hold my hand a little bit. Walk slowly with me. Walk slowly with me. If you're in on that as a vision and you think that that would be content you'd be interested in, let me know and I'll pursue it because I think it's important. I think it's important. I mean, it is crazy to see within 1 month how, you know, my little crypto portfolio went from 30 grand to $46,000. I don't know how. Honestly, I don't understand any of it. I don't understand any of it. And this isn't a humble brag because I could be telling you that, hey, I just want you to not make the mistakes I did. I very well know that it could have gone the other direction. So I don't want to be in harm's way myself. And I don't want others to be in harm's way. So I am committed to trying to figure it out myself. And in doing that, I'm going to invite others who are way smarter than me on the show to walk me through it. And if you'd like to be a voyeur, and if you'd like to ask any questions in the comments as I'm talking to guests, or if we can do some live streams and have a call in, if you have your own questions, I'd love to do that. I mean, again, this, I think, my belief and seeing all the comments in the Telegram chat, I believe that we are on the ground floor still. And that means that those of us who become vested in this, become smart in this, are careful, we kind of walk together. Why not us? Why shouldn't we have crypto portfolios that increase at pretty dramatic levels? I am learning a ton in this conference about privacy. I never knew what Monero was. Do you? I doubt it. If you do, well, you're way ahead of me. But, you know, Monero, if you get familiar with what that is right now, that's kind of like getting in on Bitcoin way back in the day. So lots of risk in all of this, but kind of not really, because we're dealing with so many smart, smart people. And like the dollar vigilante, Jeff Berwick, like his partner, crypto vigilante, all of these. So if you're up for the journey, I'm ready to saddle up and take you there. So, all right, that's it. I just wanted to drop this video, let you know my intent. And if you'd like to subscribe, please do. I do invite you to come over to my Telegram discussion, which is Uncle Odd Discussion. Please come over and join, because that's where I'm going to let you know when we have special guests that are going to come on. And any of you out there from the Telegram chat from the TCV Summit, if you have anyone that you would like me to interview, please reach out to me through Telegram, Uncle Odd Discussion, or you can go to Uncle Odd on Telegram, or you could email me at imtoddp@protonmail.com. So Jeff, I know you're a new subscriber. Thank you very much. That was cool to read that. And you like what we're doing with the COVID stuff. Well, there's going to be more of that for sure, for certain. We have amazing interviews that are coming up. We're going to be talking with Don and David from whatreallymakesyouill.com. That's going to be on February 12th at 7 a.m. It's going to be early, but they're from a different part of the world, so we're going to accommodate them. Amanda Vollmer, she is an animal up in Canada who slays the germ theory. We're going to have her on Friday, March 5th. That's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And this Saturday evening, we have a new friend of the show. Her name is Tabitha, Freedom Fighters. And she has her own unique story about just everything that's going on in this world with the Druid Babylonian Bastards and the fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset and how it's impacting all of us. And we're going to be interviewing, Ab and I are going to be having a conversation with her tomorrow evening, Saturday evening, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're not going to do Sunday night show because why? Because Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is where I live in Tampa, and none of you give me any crap about sports are fixed. If it is fixed, let the Tampa gods be with us. Fix it our way, because darn it, I want a Super Bowl ring. But so anyway, we've got lots of good content coming up, so we're not going to stop fighting the Druid Babylonian Bastards, but we are going to add a little bit of salt to it, a little bit of crypto salt. So Jeff, you would be like my dream interview if you would come on and we could have a chat, because you started it all for me. You have woken me up so much through this past year. I'm so grateful for every time one of your videos drop. You walk with Lucy, your dog Lucy, you know, before she eats her tacos. And while you walk, guess what I do? I do something I shouldn't do, but you know, I like a cigar. And so I go on a cigar walk, and I walk with you and Lucy, and we walk together, and I listen to your show as I'm walking by, observing all of the masks on the side of the road. And I live in a community where, for whatever reason, I have a lot of Indian neighbors, and I have learned that where Moses can part the Red Sea, Uncle Lot is really good at parting the Indian Sea. I'll be on the sidewalk looking at the mask here that was dropped, the mask over there, having a little bit of cigar. And I'll have a whole posse of Indian neighbors that are coming towards me, and they do what's called the Indian U-turn. They will part on the sidewalk, and they'll do a U-turn about 20 yards on the side of either side of the sidewalk, and they will walk around me. So I, Uncle Lod, have the divine power of parting the Indian Sea on my sidewalks. Yeah, that's true. That's me. Yeah, this is why you tune into Uncle Lod. Okay, everyone. Well, just wanted to do that drop for you. I wish all of you a happy Friday evening. Love you. And at this point in time, I'm going to leave you. So until next time, cheers.
Money won't stay for you, me. I'll say it's going to put some love in your life. Don't you really want to know how it feels? Everybody want to see what it's like. But even want to be inside, it ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Stay safe, sane, and sanitized.